From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain's surprise vote to leave the European Union sent shockwaves across global markets as it ushered in a new element of uncertainty in a world already plagued by weak growth. Within hours of the announcement that Britain would be leaving the EU, world leaders responded. Christine Lagarde is head of the International Monetary Fund.
It will be some time until we know the nature of the future relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union. In the meantime, it will be important that there be clarity on the negotiation process and that it be carried in as smooth a manner as possible.
And here in the U.S., President Obama spoke while attending a conference in California.
But while the U.K.'s relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there is no doubt Britain leaving the EU will be a blow to Europe and to the European unification process. This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, to both support and protest a new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. The report now goes to the UN Human Rights Council, which will decide whether to adopt a resolution on the issue. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces. This is VOA News. Fierce fighting has erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to Islamic State staged coordinated attacks on Afghan security forces outposts and in civilian areas. The clashes in Nangarhar province left at least 30 militants dead and several others wounded. Israel's military says that its troops have shot and killed a Palestinian woman after she rammed her vehicle into a West Bank checkpoint during injuring two Israelis. The army said the woman accelerated and crashed into a stationary vehicle at the entrance to the settlement of the Kiryat Arba. The settlement is near the West Bank city of Hebron, which has long been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Friday's incident is the latest in a series of attacks that killed more than 200 Palestinians, 32 Israelis, 2 Americans, an Eritrean, and a Sudanese since October. Pope Francis denounced again on Friday the World War II-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. He did so while meeting with Armenia's president.
Quella tragedia, quel genocidio.
The Pope said, sadly, that tragedy, that genocide, was the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. Francis delivered a major speech at the presidential palace in Yerevan after visiting an Armenian cathedral, where he urged all Christians to unite to prevent religion from being exploited and manipulated. There was no immediate reaction from Turkey, which promptly recalled its ambassador to the Vatican after Francis used the term genocide last year. U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he will be voting for Hillary Clinton in the upcoming November general election. Senator said stopping Republican Donald Trump from entering the White House as president is one of his goals. Sanders continues to campaign and speak at rallies across the nation, even though Clinton secured early in June the number of delegates needed to become the Democratic Party nominee. Mr. Sanders dismissed the idea that he would withdraw before the Democratic convention. And after a 5-year journey, the spacecraft Juno is nearing its destination, the planet Jupiter, where it will enter polar orbit and start sending back data on July the 4th. Scientists at the U.S. Jet Propulsion Laboratory said Juno will pierce the dense clouds as well as the gas-covered planet and offer insights into its origin as well as the origin of the solar system.
That's the latest world news from VOA.